We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Duck Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and goal. Duck fans start celebrating.
Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Richardson, another open three. Good.
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are
champions, and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and a happy Thursday. It's Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by locally owned Bigfoot Beverages and Pepsi. John Brewer, the guru of marketing. There's a reason that he's on today. He doesn't know that I'm going to ask him this one question, but he can wait for just a second. John Brewer is kind enough to join us right at the start of the show, but we do have some news for you. The Ducks were inside the Mashovsky Center today practicing and getting ready for that 4 o'clock kickoff for Oregon and Washington State up on the Palouse or in the Palouse? I think technically it's on the Palouse.
I think it's on, yeah.
But everybody says it, they kind of interchange. I'm an on the Palouse guy. I think that's the technical grammar.
I think you're right.
I'm not the wordsmith that Rob Mosley is, but I might have to ask Rob, like, is it technically on the Palouse? I'm pretty sure it is. So we will get to that. Today's also men's basketball virtual media day. It's weird that it's not in person. But this is the world that we're in right now. Remember, grab those masks. I got mine. Richard has his. John probably has his, too. He had it last time. So we'll talk to you a little bit about that. But Pac-12 Virtual Media Day. Dane Altman met with the media. Ducks, some news to start things off today. Picked third. I like Oregon's chances. But the Ducks were picked third in the men's basketball preseason media poll. By the way, the closest voting in the 37-year history of preseason polling in the Conference of Champions. Ducks picked third, only 10 points behind UCLA, who got 251 total points, Arizona State 246 total points, and Oregon 241 total points. But the Ducks had 7 first place votes, UCLA had 9, and Arizona State had 5. 10 points separate the number 1, number 2, and number 3 teams in the preseason media poll for men's basketball. I think that that tells you what this season's going to be like. And honestly, isn't it just fitting that in 2020 it's the closest voting ever? Because we all don't know what to expect. We all don't know who's going to be good, who's going to be healthy. We just don't know. But the Ducks picked to finish third, and I got to say I like Oregon's chances. Also, some preseason all-conference recognition for the Ducks. Oregon and Stanford, the only programs with multiple first-team selections in the Ducks, Chris Duarte and Will Richardson. Stanford, the other two, or the other school that had two, I should say. Also, some Oregon football news for you. We have a kickoff time for Oregon and Oregon State. It'll be on ESPN. 4 o'clock on Black Friday. We can all sleep in a little bit after you have all the turkey that you want on Thanksgiving. And then a 4 o'clock kickoff on ESPN. That means a 2 o'clock pregame show for us, for Oregon and Oregon State, as the rivalry is renewed. All right, more coming up. Maybe the best way to start this interview with a man who is all about connecting fans to student-athletes and connecting student-athletes to fans is to ask, is a coach who wants to live stream his practice a dream come true for somebody like John Brewer, who is in charge of marketing for Oregon Athletics? And also, John, it's a little loud on your background there. Coach Cristobal is right behind you. I'm not sure if you're aware that you're about to be taken out. And isn't that like rule number one of a marketing guy, is don't get run over in the tunnel?
We always know how to get out of the way, Joey. I promise you, we know how to get. That's the one thing we do very well, is get out of the way.
Yeah, opening the curtain. Have you ever been in charge of opening the curtain when the Ducks take the field?
No, I've been fortunate to not have that responsibility, Joey. I assure you, I'd probably mess it up. So I've stayed away from that. I've allowed for better people than me to do that, better people than I to do that.
All right. That was good grammar. Did you hear that? That was good. That was well done. That was good. So John Brewer joining us, assistant athletic director for marketing and sales. I just call him the marketing guru. Hey, in all seriousness, though, this is really cool. Kelly Graves, they're going to be live streaming their practice on the Oregon Women's Basketball Facebook page tomorrow. Around 12:40 is when you'll want to tune in. So in other words, it's your Duck Insider pregame show. You can watch women's basketball practice starting at 12:40 tomorrow on Facebook.com/Oregon Women's Basketball, Oregon WBB. And then we have Duck Insider picks for you tomorrow. Jerry and Jorgie will join me for full Oregon football preview, because we're into the basketball and football overlap. So, John, I mean, just let's start there. Kelly Graves, I mean, that's got to just be a marketing guy's dream, right?
Kelly Graves is a dream come true. I'll say that first, Joey. He's a pleasure to work with. He gets it. He knows how to connect with fans. I don't think it's any secret amongst us internally why he's so successful, and he's amazing. Is that initiative a marketing person's dream? Yes and no. Obviously, it's great to connect with fans. If something goes south, though, we certainly don't want to be blamed, right? and there's a lot that could go wrong. But in the hands of Kelly, of Coach Graves and his staff, as well as our video staff, who I know will contribute to the execution of it, feel very comfortable with it. Excited to hear that that's happening, and know that the fans will enjoy that, because if there's anybody as animated as Kelly Graves and as fun to watch as Coach Graves, I want to meet him, because I don't know that I've done that yet.
John Brewer, our guest, assistant AD for marketing, and so now, look, the broadcaster's jinx is a thing. We all know it. Baseball guy here, it's a thing. So I don't hope that I didn't just jinx it by, and I hope you didn't just jinx it by saying, you know, well, it could go wrong, and then we'll get blamed, and then, well, you know, here we are. So thanks, John. Thanks for the broadcaster's jinx, buddy.
Fortunately enough, I would talk about Kelly no hitter in the bottom of the ninth if I had to, because I think he'd be able to pull it off. But I hear you on the broadcaster's jinx, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed from here on out.
That's a heck of a compliment. I mean, that's some confidence in one Coach Graves. I love it. John Brewer, our guest. Hey, you know, the reason that I wanted to have you on, John, in all seriousness, was seriously just what was last Saturday like? And all the different initiatives that we talked about last time you were on the show, I just wanted to revisit it and give you a chance to tell fans about all the different things that you guys have going on. And let's start, though, with just how odd was it sitting in your chair at Autzen Stadium with no fans.
Yeah, that's the word, Joey. Odd, bizarre. I would go so far, and I don't want to go too deep, but I would go so far as to say sad. Autzen's heartbeat is its fans. Autzen's soul is its fans, and that's with all due respect to our staff and coaches and student athletes. But to not have 55,000 passionate Ducks Empire in there was tough to see. But that said, we tried our hardest to try to replicate some form of a game day experience for our student athletes. Obviously, the Pac-12 has allowed for ambient noise, what we're calling ambient noise, which is to say crowd noise, artificial crowd noise. The levels I thought were pretty good. We're going to try to bring them up just a little bit against UCLA and get it a little louder in there. But obviously, being able to do that helps. We were able to get some canned tracks from our marching band, which kind of helps with a sense of normalcy. Nothing will ever be the same as having Oregon marching band in Autzen, but to have their music helped as well. Fan cutouts, you hate that it's cardboard instead of breathing bodies, but the fan cutouts has been a fun initiative. Over 2,000 of those sold, and a lot of fun we've had with that, and obviously appreciate the fan support with that. Joey, I got to tell you, I've passed this along to a number of folks in our department. I received a lot of texts, even phone calls on Saturday night about how good Autzen looked on television. The cutouts, we placed seat covers, some sponsored seat covers, which we appreciate our partners there. And to see it on TV, even without fans, I thought still played very well. It's just Oregon hits differently, and we're pretty proud of it, of how that all came together.
Yeah.
But I would say it was bizarre. It was odd. It was a little sad to not have our fans there.
I think sad is a great and fair description. I said that on our broadcast, actually, John, that it was sad that I was moving around in the stands. And, you know, it was kind of interesting for me. One of the things I did throughout the game is I would say what seat I was in whenever Jerry and Jorgie would come to me, because we've been joking it's not the Toyota sideline mic. It's the Toyota microphone amongst the cutouts and somewhere in the stands. And that's kind of what it was. It was sad for me because every time I was on and talking about the game that I'm watching, it was like, God, somebody else should be sitting here watching this, you know? And so everybody, I say this again, we say it all the time, do your part, do what you need to do so that we can all have you back inside Autzen, because it was odd and different. What was your favorite cardboard cutout?
Oh, well, we're waiting on the Joey Mack cardboard cutout. that one's supposed to be installed in time for the UCLA game.
With the hair, by the way.
And that's what we're so excited about, is the hair. I never did find the Scott Phillips cutout. If I don't see it come through, I'm going to make it myself.
Good.
We're going to play Scott in there. No, we had, Joey, we had about 100 dogs, and that's a lot of fun to see people supporting with their pets. And we had some cats. We had some ducks. We actually had a real duck, which I thought was kind of interesting.
No kidding.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We had a duck. We had, we've done about 20, of the duck. Some people would call him Puddles. That's incorrect. It's the duck. But we did about 20 of him in his different costumes, placed him around Lee Corso, Coach Corso. So that was fun. We did Animal House in the East End Zone. You got to lean into the brand, and to have our shout cast there was a lot of fun as well. So like I said, I think that my favorite, I'm going to hold that until we get the Joey Mack cutout in there. But we certainly had some great ones. And again, can't thank our fans enough for their support. To have over 2,000 sold, again, we're all pretty a part of a pretty small world and a small network. And as I've informally evaluated, I think we've sold more than any other school that I've talked to.
Oh, wow.
And that's exciting, and it just speaks to the passion the Ducks fans have. So it was a lot of fun, and again, you can continue to purchase for these next two games, and we'll see what else comes through, including the Joey Mack with the hair.
Yeah, we've decided that the hair is going to be immortalized. We're going to put it up in the studio here somewhere. And not that I necessarily want to have a memory of 2020, but that's going to be at least one memory of 2020. John Brewer, our guest, marketing guru here for the Ducks. Hey, You mentioned some of the ways to connect with fans. I thought the shout video was a great touch, John. Can you touch on that? And I'm wondering, are there going to be different versions? Can people still submit some shout videos? I've gotten a couple questions about that, Jay Brew.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for bringing it up. Shout out to Megan Robertson, Chris Panconen for that idea to incorporate some home videos of fans participating in shout that we could incorporate into the stadium to, again, try to provide a sense of normalcy for our student athletes. Which is it's a long ways off, but we're working on it. We have a website. Please visit the website. I don't have it off the top of my head, but we'll get it to you before the end of the show, Joey, to share for you to be able to submit your shout videos. Again, they go up in Austin. We'll continue to incorporate them into what we're doing on game day. We do push it out via YouTube at the start of the third quarter, which is a lot of fun. So please continue to submit. Have some fun with it. A lot has been taken from us this year, but hopefully we can continue to shout and have fun and celebrate the Ducks in the break between the third and fourth quarter.
GoDucks.com, where you can submit your shout videos if you're not on the Duck Mail newsletter via your email, where that's where a lot of these links go, and you can easily click on it. You can sign up for that, and you should also, by the way.
Absolutely.
But GoDucks.com will have you covered for fan cutouts, shout. And then, hey, how about GoDucks.com/sellout, John? I mean, a virtual sellout against the Huskies. You can beat the Huskies in more ways than one, can't you?
You better believe it. Yeah, obviously still about a month away from that game, or a little under, I guess. But we're working hard to get a virtual sellout going. We've got a long streak of sellouts against the Huskies here in Austin and want to try to keep that going. So small price point is $20 to be involved, and there are a lot of benefits associated with it, including a commemorative ticket will come with that package. But obviously we're going to continue that rivalry and go pretty deep into that rivalry. And one initiative is to try to sell out that virtually sell out Austin Stadium for that game.
GoDucks.com/sellout. You're going to be entered to win a bunch of different prizes. It's not just the commemorative ticket and helping us beat the Huskies. There's a bunch of prizes and benefits that you can get in on as well. DB says in the comments today, John, that RoboDuck needs a seat upgrade. Can we expect RoboDuck to move anywhere closer to the field?
That's a good question. We've heard this a time or two, and I appreciate the comment from DB. We'll have to see. Because for as popular as he is right now, and his cutout is, I know he was very unpopular
at
one point too. So to move him, to upgrade him into a seat, I mean, keep in mind, he's still in section 11. He's still on the 50-yard line, just had to go sit by himself. But that said, if we need to do an upgrade for the fans, we can obviously look at that.
I was thinking that I should be seated next to RoboDuck. That, I felt like that was a good seat. That's honestly, though, section 11, 50-yard line, about 30 rows up, that's a really, really good seat. Whoever has that seat, you got a good one.
Agreed. It's just, how do you want to enjoy the game, Joey? I mean, for us, we wanted to make sure he was alone. it's up to you. If you want to take the risk of sitting next to RoboDuck, we'll talk about the security involved in that.
Fair enough. I think I'll need security. He won't. I will need the security. Alex did say something on the comments, and I've mentioned this on the show that we're working on it, that the sound was tough to hear on the player introductions on our live stream, on our Autzen Live pregame show. Trust me, I know we're working on it to be able to take you guys all inside of Autzen Stadium again. And, John, I know we have a lot of things in store throughout the future of the next couple games, don't we?
No question. Yeah, and obviously appreciate the comment. We did struggle with that, and it's a learning opportunity. Obviously, we haven't had to do that because our fans have been in the stadium, but we want to find a way to connect and bring Austin to your living room pregame. So came up with that thought of the virtual Austin or Austin Live, I think, coined by the one and only Joey Mack. Had a couple of hiccups, but it's going to get better and better, and watch out for next week versus UCLA, because a lot of fun content to come, and hopefully we'll have our technical difficulties figured out as well.
You know that I have to ask you now to say what your name submission was for our live pregame show, right?
I know that we both know the answer to this question, so I'm going to not say it, and if you need to or want to, I have to accept it, I guess.
John Brewer going to plead the fifth. All right, that's smart. Hey, one question that I also – I don't know if you have an answer to this. Joey Kieran from our affiliate down in Roseburg, he actually looked at the Pac-12 attendance, and obviously there were no fans in Autzen Stadium, but we actually had one fan listed – in attendance, John. I asked the Oregon Duck Ticks guys on Twitter what the deal was. They were like, I don't know. So I'm going to ask you because I feel like you might be the man that has the answer to this question for me.
RoboDuck.
That was our one fan. We actually
There's
reported.
RoboDuck. You got to count him.
That's going to live in infamy if we have three fans total all season and it's all just a RoboDuck shout out. That's great.
Right.
John Brewer, one more thing for you. Basketball season is rapidly approaching. I've been getting a couple questions about it. Just one, your thoughts on these basketball teams we head into another season and some of the different initiatives, if you have any that you want to share as we head into a new hoop season.
Yeah, you know, I come on to talk about marketing, and for some reason you call me the guru, Joey, and we've got to fix that because it's just not the truth. But to talk about sports for 1 second excites me. I'm really excited about both of these basketball teams again this year. We were fortunate to have two great basketball teams last year and unfortunate not to get to see the season through. But Coach Graves, we've already talked about him and how he's reloaded. So excited to watch them. And then Coach Altman, you can put him at third, but he's going to be first. I think we both kind of allude to that already. And to see Will and Chris and then the newcomers as well, it's going to be an exciting basketball season. I just wish our fans could get in there right away. Hopefully we can get them in there after the new year. We're hoping, Joey, to launch some cutouts for our arena as well. We know the fans like that. It's a nice little engagement piece. So look out for that. We're working on a timeline to be able to launch some cutouts for the arena. We'll continue to work on some other things. You and I have even talked about some virtual pregame stuff to try to do some shows there. I know that you've got some other responsibilities, but we're going to try our hardest to connect our fans to our basketball programs for as long as they can't be in Matthew Knight Arena as well. So one way or another, though, it's going to be a great season for both programs, and we're pretty excited.
I just want to reiterate something that John is a marketing guru because he answered the follow-up question in his initial statement, because I got asked, John, about cardboard cutouts in Matthew Knight Arena, and we all hope that we can have fans back if we can curb this thing and do our part. We hope that we can have fans back in per the Pac-12 guidelines in January, but it's all going to depend on local health officials. But, John, I mean, I was literally about to ask you that, so you're a guru. I told you.
Maybe just a lucky guess, but I would reiterate, Joey, let's be safe. Let's protect ourselves. Let's protect each other so that we can get back in our stadiums and our arenas and enjoy what we love.
Fans, we miss you. There's no better way to say it that we miss you, and we're going to continue to miss you. And Coach Cristobal, I thought, said that very well after the game. Just like, man, tried to make you proud wherever you are, but it's just tough. It's different. It is absolutely different. John, thank you so much. I kept you for 20 whole minutes to start the show, and I know you're a busy guy, so I really appreciate you taking the time. And, well, here's to what's next, huh? Always
right.
A new challenge.
That's right. Building sandcastles, Joey. Thanks for having me. Always a fun time to come on and talk to you.
Building sandcastles. I should have brought that up at the beginning. Sandcastles in the sky. You got Scott Phillips singing now over here, John.
Sandcastles in the sky.
That's what it is. Build a sandcastle and wait for the tide to take it out at night so we can build another one. That's how fragile we are right now.
I'm all about moats, John. I said it before. I'm all about moats. Protect yourself as best you can. I don't care if it's a sandcastle. You just got to build that moat. John Brewer, he's the assistant athletic director for marketing and sales. John, thank you for what you do. And we'll catch up with you again sometime, all right?
Thanks, Joey Mack. Looking forward to it, buddy.
All right, when we come back, a quick timeout, and then Austin Fallyu, Nick Pickett. And then I told you earlier we were going to hear from head coach Dane Altman. That's still to come. Your Facebook comments and questions as well. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. And thanks to John Brewer for joining us for Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks. Drink Pepsi. GoDucks.com/sellout. Continue to help us out with beating the Huskies. And then also on GoDucks.com, submitting your shout videos, fan cutouts if you want them for future games. And you heard John Brewer mention there that we're going to have something in place at Matthew Knight Arena as we gear up towards that basketball season. Sounds like the season opener for the Ducks is going to be in 13 days, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, when Oregon will face Eastern Washington. Everything's still getting finalized, but Coach Altman did talk about that a little bit today. And we'll tell you about that more coming up. John was asking me, different John, was asking me about where to tune in for Oregon women's basketball and Kelly Graves live streaming the practice tomorrow. That will be facebook.com/OregonWBB. facebook.com/OregonWBB. And I did just comment it from my personal Facebook. Accidentally. Supposed to come from the GoDucks Facebook, but I messed that up. Anyway. So I'm going to make that our Toyota Women's Sports Schedule Spotlight. You know, we haven't had a lot of women's sports to talk about, but Toyota always likes to shine a spotlight on what's going on in Oregon women's athletics. And so that means tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow, 12:40, facebook.com/OregonWBB, Kelly Graves live streaming practice for Oregon women's basketball. Man, I'm excited. Looking forward to it. Austin Vallejo, he talked to the media yesterday, as did Nick Pickett. We're going to get you a couple defensive interviews. We get ready for the Ducks to face the Cougars on the Palouse. And by the way, I saw a comment on YouTube from Mike, will the Palouse be fanless? Yes, it was. Yes, it will be. There will be no general fans inside any stadiums across the Pac-12 footprint, at least for the rest of the calendar year. Though I did see today that Arizona is going to be able to have a limited number of parents and family members, but that's on a case-by-case basis depending on the local health guidelines. And again, here in Lane County and across the state of Oregon, the cases are going up. So please, everybody, do your part so we can have you all back safely inside of these various Oregon venues. Austin Vallejo talked about his little brother, Andrew Vallejo, and being a leader on this defensive line, and how do you slow down DeLara? He's a good quarterback. Mobile. Played pretty well in his freshman debut as a true freshman against the Beavs last week. Austin Vallejo on the Duck defensive line, talking to the media yesterday.
Austin, you faced this Washington State team a couple of times, but in the past they've been running a bit of a different offense. I guess just from your perspective, differences from your position and in preparation this week, and I guess just a preview of what you see from that offense in general.
Yeah, you know, this year they're really technical guys. They're also pretty big. And, you know, I think it's the right tackle, number 72. He's a real good technician. And, you know, Coach Joe just had us, and, you know, in the film room, get ready for them and, you know, just stick to the game plan.
Austin, does their freshman quarterback remind you of anyone you've faced during your career?
Yeah, definitely. He reminds me of one quarterback that, you know, I played against in the past is, you know, Khalil Tate. You know, flashy guy, fast. He could throw. He could run. You know, so during the game, we just got to keep that in mind so we don't let him get too many explosive plays.
Austin, the air raid was always difficult to get to the quarterback just because of how quickly they got the ball out. Importance maybe of just getting your hands up to deflect the ball. Is that still the case with the run and shoot, or do you feel like there's going to be some opportunities to get to them?
Yeah, I think it's still the case. You know, this offense, you know, even, you know, last week against Stanford, the quarterback was just getting rid of the ball so fast. You know, it makes it hard for a D-line to pass rush and, you know, get to the quarterback when he's releasing it that quick. So, you know, we just got to stick to the game plan and, you know, play confident.
Also, what's it like seeing your brother not just play more than he has, but play such a unique role in the dime package and just something that's almost kind of a role built for him in a way?
Yeah, I get really excited, you know, seeing him on the field. He's putting in, you know, a tremendous amount of work, making his body right, getting his speed up, learning his coverages. And just to see it all, you know, come into fruition is such a blessing for me to see as an older brother.
Hey, Austin, when you're watching the film of the Stanford game, whose play on the defensive side really stood out to you on Saturday?
Noah Sua. You know, he very explosive guy, fast. I mean, for his weight, he could run some lines now. And just seeing him go out there and let it loose, it was fun to watch.
Austin, I know it's mostly different players at Washington State, different coaches, completely different atmosphere, but how much does that 2018 scene that they had after they beat you guys kind of stick in your memory going into this?
It sticks in my memory a lot. You know, what happened that year, it was, you know, College Game Day was there. Their fans were packing the house. And, you know, they just came out with the mentality, you know, we're not going to lose today. You know, we got to come out with the same mentality this weekend, you know, just play physical, violent, hard, and not care who's there or not. No crowd. We're going to get after it.
Coach, that sounds like we might not see Popo again. I guess just some of the younger guys, how did they perform on Saturday and confidence level with those guys around you this weekend?
They performed really well. You know, during the week in practice, we were getting them right. Getting their heads right, you know, where they got to be at. They got a gap control. And come Saturday, they did really good. And I'm excited to see them go this Saturday too.
Austin, Stanford, obviously a program that's renowned for their offensive line play. Team looked a lot different this year, just kind of what we're used to, how dominant they are in the past. What do you think are some of the advantages of starting your season, you know, going against one of the strongest O-lines in the conference?
One advantage that I felt, you know, from that game was, you know, getting the jitters out, playing against a really physical team. You know, we were able to strike and, you know, play violent and against another violent team. And so I think it's going to prepare us well for, you know, upcoming teams like UW and just get us ready for a violent game, physical game.
Austin Fowley, I think it will be physical. And look, the weather could be a problem. I love what Jorgie said on the Oregon Football Coaches Show last night, though, that, hey, it's going to be a problem for both of them. But the snow was really coming down in Pullman today, judging from some of the photos that we saw. Up next, we're going to hear from a guy in the secondary who last night on the coach's show, D.D. Lenore said was far and away the best trash talker on the team. More on that in a moment is Nick Pickett. He talked to the media. That's coming up. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. From inside the Country Financial Studio, we return after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar presents an original that's now maybe even better. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar with the same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar that's taste was as good as the original, maybe even better.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, as good as the original, maybe even better.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on Nug Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. And today's show brought to you by Shadow Hills Country Club, your family resort, just minutes from home. Call for a tour today. Dan asking if you can still get cardboard cutouts. You sure can. GoDucks.com/fan cutouts. GoDucks.com/fan cutouts. Nick Pickett. He talked to the media yesterday, and we also talked to Dee Lenore on our coaches show yesterday. If you missed it, subscribe to the Oregon Sports Network podcast. You can also hit us up on the Oregon Football Facebook page and on the Oregon Football Twitter and on the Go Ducks YouTube page as well. You can watch the show there, just like you're maybe watching Duck Insider right now. Nick Pickett, though, was called the best trash talker on the team by Dee Lenore. I asked Dee who the best trash talkers were. We got to it over the course of the interview, and Dee said, well, Nick Pickett's definitely number one. And he said number two is Verone McKinley, because when he says something, it's really smart and it, like, cuts deep. And then he said that he was third. Dee Lenore said he was the third best trash talker on the team. If you notice a pattern there, they're all guys that play in the secondary. Nick Pickett talked to the media yesterday and had some great things to say about this matchup with Washington State.
Hey, Nick. So usually when you're preparing for a matchup against Washington State, you're preparing for a team that throws like 50 to 60 times a game. And they're coming off a game where they only threw it 33 times. As a safety, what benefits are there in not going up against the air raid? And what things did you see from them watching film?
This is in general, we're able to adjust our defense to what calls that we're preparing for. Because like last year, we did a lot of things that, like you said, prepare for air raid. But now we see that they're running the ball, mixing it up a little bit more. So we're able to mix up our calls. That's the real big, not issue, but the real big difference this year. We can play around the different play calls that we have. And the different run fits and stuff.
Nick, I know the boundary plays in the box a good bit, usually anyway. Certainly you and Brady did that a lot last year. But, I mean, you were down at the line of scrimmage at one point, I think even between the tackles at various points in the dime package on Saturday. Just how fun is that to play? How unique is that role in that package for you where, like I say, man, I mean, seeing a box safety down at the line of scrimmage is pretty unusual.
I find it a lot of fun. I got the chance to do it a little bit in high school, so that's why I'm a little bit more comfortable doing it here. But all it is for us, for me personally, a guy that can cover whenever needed and fit the run too. That's why we go into that package, especially for teams like this. We can mix it up and do different things out of it. It just expands our defense and it makes everything more better for us.
Max Borgi was just so versatile for them at running back the last couple of seasons, and whether he plays or not, what do you see out of the running back that replaced him against Oregon State and just that position in general of the importance of containing the running back and just whether it's through the air or on the ground?
I don't see much of a drop-off between Max Borgi and the new running back they have now. I can't really remember his name, but from what I saw last game, he runs the ball very well with bad intentions. Really, anybody on defense, if him is fair game. I like that. I appreciate the physicality that he runs with too as well.
Like tough seeing Verone get ejected on Saturday. I guess you don't have to react to the call and whether you liked it or not, but kind of changed, I guess, the preparation this week, knowing he's not going to be there for the first half. And who's looked good in that spot?
No, we had Bennett Williams and Jordan Happen step up in that free safety position, and they've been rotating at nickel as well, and they've been doing a good job. It's not a drop off between them either. Communication is a big thing for us, and they've been doing a very well job with that.
Nick, from the safety position, how much do you have to kind of cram for this freshman quarterback and trust your eyes and preparation
And what did you learn about him with this one game he's played?
For me personally, I believe it was nothing more, nothing less than my regular preparation for any other team. And on him, for, as far as he goes in the game he had last week, he's a very good freshman with a bright future. And we have to prepare for him just as well as we'll prepare for the top quarterback in the Pac-12.
Nick, yeah, just to take it back to Verone's call real quick. You know, how do you kind of react as a teammate? How do you kind of go about rebounding and picking him up and, you know, really just with the safety position, kind of accepting that, you know, you have those kind of bang, bang plays, but you want to kind of be as physical as you can.
You know, we go about thing in the defensive room. We just say control what you can control. And that's pretty much it. I mean, it explains itself. Football is a physical game. And, you know, you can't really compromise being physical for giving up a touchdown potentially in that situation as well. You know, I'd rather him be physical and do what he did than rather give up 7 points. So I'm okay with that.
I know Steve Stevens has been kind of waiting in the wings for a while. He got a pretty extended run, I think, there, or at least I saw him on the field quite a bit. Kind of what did you see from him and your excitement level to kind of see him out there so much?
Man, Steve, I see a lot of improvement from Steve overall, just in general, from his covering skills from all the way down to his tackling. He's done a very well job is getting better and getting simpling things down to his keys and just getting right this offseason. And he showed that in the first game and a little bit in practice too.
Nick, Minshew mania kind of peaked the last time you guys were in Pullman. What kind of memories stand out from your last game against Washington State on the road?
It definitely left a bad taste in our mouth for the people, for the guys that were there when we lost. And it was definitely a learning experience. And we know what it is now, fans or no fans. We know what we have to do, and we know how to prepare for this team.
What was Saturday like without fans? What was the environment? And I'm assuming there was probably a lot of excitement to build up to finally be able to play. But just what was that atmosphere like to you?
Of course, it was very different. Honestly, in my opinion, it almost felt like a scrimmage because, you know, there's no fans at a scrimmage. But at the end of the day, it's still football. And when you're in between the lines, it felt the same. Other than, like, I really didn't notice it until I got on the sideline and you don't hear fans just right behind you cheering or whatever. But once you're playing, it's whatever. It's the game.
I think that description is perfect from Nick Pickett. You know, like, when you're around Autzen, there's a buzz right on a game day. But to be honest, that's exactly how I felt during the game. It was like I was watching an intense scrimmage where the Ducks were playing the Ducks in fall camp. That's what it felt like. But also, football is football. And I love that approach from Nick Pickett, that you know what, hey, it's still football. Football's football. It's what we do. It did feel like a scrimmage, though, without fans. And I guess the best players find a way to bring the intensity and play the same in practice as they do in the games, right? Like, you always hear people talk about the idea that certain athletes just perform better, quote, under the lights, right? Well, maybe this season's going to be the ultimate example of just going to be the guys that practice as well as they play, because that's kind of what it feels like out there. I'm Joey Mack. We're going to take a quick time out, come back, switch gears, talk a little basketball. It is Men's Basketball Media Day across the Pac-12. We'll hear from Dane Altman after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
All it takes is one drop to make a wave. One beat to inspire a track. One spark to get creativity flowing. With every drop, Life Water refreshes your mind and restores your body. Purified water, pH balanced with electrolytes for taste. Designed with original works of art on every bottle. Let us be your source of inspiration. Life Water, the feel-good water.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Nugget Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. Pac-12 Men's Basketball Media Day. If you missed it earlier, the Ducks picked to finish third in the closest preseason poll voting in the history of the conference. Ducks picked to finish third, only 10 points in the polling behind UCLA, the preseason favorite, and Chris Duarte, Will Richardson, picked first team all preseason. Dane Altman met with the media today, talking about some of the latest on the schedule. Things are still a little bit up in the air. Actually, they're a lot bit up in the air, but Dane Altman did provide some updates as we head toward a fast-approaching men's basketball season.
All right, Dana. What is your secret to consistently putting together these pieces of a puzzle every year?
Well, Andy, we've had really good players. You know, we've had guys that have come to Oregon for a purpose. You know, most of them have aspirations of moving on and playing professionally. And so, you know, the guys come here with the willingness to be part of a team. You know, we've had a pretty good stretch here. And I think probably the biggest characteristic of all the guys is their unselfishness, their wanting to win. Their will to win has been great for us as a coaching staff to have the guys to work with like that, that, you know, want to be successful on an individual basis, but know collectively, you know, we've got to be successful for them to be individually successful. So just really good players with that I've enjoyed working with. We've been really fortunate.
So, Dana, the last couple of years, you knew you just hand the ball to Peyton Pritchard, and he was an extension of you. There was a rotation of different players over the years that obviously went next to him. Without Peyton, who do you hand the ball to?
Well, Peyton was really fortunate his freshman year to come in with Dylan Brooks and Jordan Bell and Dylan Ennis, Chris Boucher, a really experienced team, Tyler Dorsey. And so that was his freshman year. And then you're right, Andy, all those guys left early and went to the NBA, which had been great for them. But so Peyton had a little tough time his sophomore year with that group. And then junior and senior, we added some new players and overcame some injuries, Bol Bol getting hurt. And, you know, some guys were really dependent on and Peyton was, you know, big part of that. And so to lose him is to lose the, you know, the guy that just brought it every day and set the tone for our team. And I think culture is a word that's way overused, but, you know, especially with college basketball right now with the changeover so quickly, you know, you just want guys that want to compete and want to play as a team. And Peyton really helped us do that. And I think he passed that on to Will. Will's a good worker. Chris Duarte's a good worker. Chandler Lawson, you know, is a good worker. So we got a lot of guys back. And Eugene and Eric, those guys sat out last year. They want to compete. LJ Figueroa came in from St. John's. He wants to compete. Amari Hardy from Vegas wants to compete. Jalen Terry, a freshman from Michigan, you know, so Luke War set out last year. He's ready to go. So we got a lot of guys that, you know, are anxious to get going, are anxious to compete for time. And in a year that I think having a deep team is really important. You know, I think we got 10 guys who can really go and can give us minutes. So I like our team. I like our guys. But to fill in for Peyton is a big challenge. But I really believe Will Richardson, Chris Duarte, and some of the older guys that we have on our team can do that.
Dana, the daily routine of testing, Pac-12 and the Big Ten are the only two conferences right now that are doing it. We're seeing obviously positive tests around the country. So, you know, it doesn't mean it won't happen, but if you can, just educate us on what the day looks like in terms of every player, every staff person in that tier one getting that test every morning, and then before they can actually get on the practice court to ensure that it's negative.
Well, Clay Jamison, our trainer, sets up a schedule for all the guys to come in. And so everybody, our practice is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So everybody comes in sometime during the morning. Clay sets that schedule and gets tested. And, you know, fortunately, you know, our guys have tried to do the right things. I don't think there's a exact science to this, Andy. I think guys can be really careful and still come up positive. It's like the flu or what any other virus. You know, you try to control as much as you can, but in the end, you know, you're going to meet people, you're going to be in contact with people, and you try to be as disciplined and take as many precautions as possible. But eventually we see a number of college students, you know, that have been positive. So our guys have done a good job. But to answer your question, Clay sets up a schedule. The guys come in the morning, and hopefully he gives me the nod at 1 o'clock that everybody's ready to go.
Dan, I'm sure you're sick of hearing this question already with the status of the waivers, but where do things stand with LJ and Aaron at this point?
Well, we're working on LJ's right now, and you know, I'm not sure, you know, what the timetable is. We're supposed to play a game here in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. So hopefully, you know, everything will be worked through by then. But we'll just have to wait and see.
And then on the scheduling front, Dana, obviously you mentioned the opener 2 weeks with Eastern. There was a report earlier, I think this week, that the Missouri game you mentioned that was in line potentially in Orlando, that might still be on talks about Mohegan Sun. Can you give an update just in terms of non-conference other than Eastern and Portland State where things stand?
Well, I hate to jinx our MTE, but we've had three of them canceled now. This is the fourth one, so we're hoping that the fourth one's the charm. But we're going to the Mohegan Sun out in Connecticut, play Virginia Tech, and then play Missouri December 2nd and 3rd.
Dana, you mentioned previously that you've been running a lot of just five on air, nothing against the team yet. You feel like, have you transitioned to team on team, or is it still just taking things really easy?
Well, Matt, we finally have started to go up and down a little bit this week. You know, we weren't able to do anything live until a month ago, around October 10th, 9th or 10th, that Friday. And, you know, so we took it slow. I was really concerned about injuries. The guys hadn't been able to go up and down and play pickup games like they usually do. Our individual workouts throughout the summer, we weren't able to do. So I was very concerned about trying to do too much too early. And so we really took it slow those first few weeks in October. We're starting to pick it up now, and we've gone up and down quite a bit this week. And, you know, I'm hoping, you know, the next 2 weeks to continue to gear it up, you know, without doing too much. I've talked to some of the coaches around the country, and, you know, they've had some of the, you know, the nagging injuries that can really slow a team down. And some couple serious injuries that I've heard. So we want to make sure that we go slow. And fortunately, you know, nobody has had any injuries that's held them out for any amount of time. And the guys have all worked hard. I've been very pleased with their competitiveness and their work ethic. So hopefully we just keep moving forward.
You mentioned, have you learned anything since playing 5-on-5 or going up and down the court? Has anything kind of revealed itself?
Not really. We are very pleased with the effort the guys are giving us. It's an older group, with the exception of Jalen Terry, who's our only freshman on the team. So, the guys have been through, the preseason before, and they know how important it is to get ready. So, no real surprises. The guys, are competing like I thought they would compete. They're picking things up pretty quickly. We've got a lot to do these next 2 weeks. It's, really going to be trying to cram it all in here the next 2 weeks. But, again, it's a group that I think wants to be successful and knows that, we've got some good pieces. And how hard are we going to work to put those pieces together? How unselfish will we be? Those are the questions that any deep team, old team, needs to answer.
What does Luke Ware bring to the table for you guys?
Luke's, been blocking a few shots, which is something we desperately need. And he's been hitting some threes. He just hasn't played as much ball as some of our other guys. And, I think as he improves his ball handling and just plays more, whether it's in practice or ball games, he's going to make big steps.
Talking about Luke Ware there, head coach Dana Altman, and, he's going to end up being a freshman for 3 years. Redshirted last year, this season's quote-unquote a free year, so he's still a freshman next year. Luke Ware, though, I think has got a lot of potential. A lot of potential, just like a lot of guys on this Oregon men's basketball roster. Closing in 13 days away, it looks like, from the start of the season. Can't wait. I really can't wait. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap things up, tell you what's to come on a busy show tomorrow on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, men. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. Jackson Food Store is proud sponsor of the University of Oregon Ducks. Head to Jackson's for everything that the big game brings. Go Ducks. Basketball season's almost here. I just keep thinking about that. Like, we're 13 days away from basketball season, and we've played one football game.
Getting excited, though.
Yes,
getting
no doubt. Excited. No doubt. Tomorrow on the show, Jerry and Jorgie are going to join me. in the words of a few different people, have your ibuprofen ready, aspirin, whatever. Yep, you're going to need it. We're going to make some Pac-12 picks. We're also going to talk to the voice of the Cougs, Matt Chasnow, a buddy of ours. Get the view from the other side in snowy Pullman. And a full preview of Oregon and Washington State. See you tomorrow.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
Football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.